Over the weekend, conservatives from across the state and country descended on a northern Nevada to participate in attorney general and gubernatorial candidates Adam Laxalt's fourth annual Basque Fry. The event has become a proverbial who's who for Nevada Republicans, serving as a way to both rally the base and raise some much-needed cash ahead of the election. And as Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger reports, this year's cookout focused heavily on the future of the state.
The country music was blaring as several hundred conservative voters made their way across the verdant fields of the Corley Ranch, south of Gardnerville, Saturday, to take part in what has become an annual tradition, Adam Laxalt's Basque Fry. And while the lamb fries were almost certainly a draw, this year's biggest attraction seemed to be the list of Republican speakers. They included incumbent Senator Dean Heller, White House strategist Kellyanne Conway, and National Rifle Association spokesperson Dana Lash. Their message? Nevadans must vote for conservative candidates this November or risk becoming like the dreaded C word, California.
It is a huge problem, dare I say, a scourge. You know what I'm talking about. You have all of these progressives, not from your state, moving in to your state, and they're bringing their socialist values with them.
That was NRA spokeswoman Dana Lash. She says there are parallels to Nevada and her home state of Texas, which has seen an influx of more progressive voters in recent years.
I love good conservative California people. It's the ones who think that we can't have guns, we have to have high taxes, and the government has to tell us what to do every second of our lives. Those are the individuals with whom I have a problem. I kind of want to stand at the border of Texas and ask the president to build us another wall to keep the progressives out. Maybe you need that here in Nevada, too.
Others, though, directed their attacks at more Nevada-specific targets, like Democratic candidate for governor Steve Sisolak. White House strategist Kellyanne Conway, speaking as a private citizen, told Frygoers that candidates like Sisolak don't understand the values of Northern Nevada voters.
I've been reading up a lot about the Democratic nominee for governor. And the way he's attacking people of faith and people working at crisis pregnancy centers and people who call themselves pro-life, and I do unapologetically to my core. A judge said that he was illegally and corruptly trying to do something. He might as well just call the voters of Nevada, especially those of you who live north of Clark County. You might want to give him a visa and a map to come this way. See, there's a whole big state out there beyond one county. He might as well just call you irredeemable and deplorable.
For incumbent Senator Dean Heller, who is facing a tough re-election bid himself, it's the media to blame for not giving conservatives a fair shake.
The Democrats and the media, and I apologize for repeating myself, will tell you that there will be a blue wave. And I guarantee you that the Reno Gazette Journal, over the next 73 days, will be telling you every day we can't win. It will be a blue wave, and they will write articles, puff pieces for all Democrats, and they will do negative articles on every Republican. And they will be doing that for the next 73 days. Ignore it.
Outside the Basque Fry, about a mile down the road to be exact, protesters lined the street leading to the cookout. Many voiced concerns that the agenda espoused by the Republican leaders like Laxalt and Heller would lead the state down the wrong path. And for voters like Leslie Hokanson, their association to President Trump makes them unelectable.
He represents the values of Trump, which are not my values, and I don't think should be anybody's values.
But back at the Basque Fry, Republican officials decried that idea. And Nevada Republican Party Chairman Michael McDonald says, if anything, he predicts a big GOP turnout this year.
They always tell us, well, it's against the odds. You're never going to be able to beat the blue wave. Ladies and gentlemen, we surf the blue wave. And when it comes crashing on the shores of this great, great state, it's going to be blood red. Make no doubt about that.
Whatever the outcome, all parties have less than 72 days to convince voters their side has the wherewithal to lead the state for the next 4 years. Paul Boger, Reno Public Radio News.